All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Shin Yud Zayin. We read this, but let's pick up from the second class paragraph on the page. What we are describing here is perhaps one of the greatest obstacles to performing complete tshuva. Zeu adavar shekulam below yotzi min aklam is kashimbo. Yo semikol, the greatest challenge that most people encounter on the pathway to tshuva is kitzad lehismodet in kishlonos. How should one deal with obstacles and failure? Nefilos or afilu stam chos ratzlocha, bali lipa la'atzvos ulamar shchor kiyotzi baza. Perhaps the greatest challenge on the pathway to tshuva, ultimately again, is how does one deal with obstacles, with failures, with difficulties, with setbacks, without falling into depression, without falling into sadness, without giving up hope about the ability to build a beautiful future. Rabbi Nachman Mibrazlov knows an etzlaka. So the Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, he gives an etzla, he gives advice, and he explains, L'schazek ul'sameach es atzmo, al'idei she'yachapes ba'atzmo nakudos tovos. Ultimately, again, Rabbi Nachman says the way to deal with this is that even in the midst of failure and even in the midst of setback, that a person should focus on their positive qualities. A person should understand that there is still good within me, even ultimately, again, when I fail, when I fall, and when I suffer setbacks. This idea that Rabbi Nachman actually espouses this concept in incredible, incredible ways. This idea that there's always an ode. There's always an ode, says the Rebbe. There's always something more. No matter what I've done in life, no matter how badly I failed, no matter how dramatically I have fallen, there's always an ode. There's always more good inside of me. It is impossible for a Jew to divest him or herself of all of the good that they possess. I could divest myself of a lot of it, I could divest myself of a good measure of it, but I can never divest myself of all of it. Because I still possess good, even in the aftermath of failure, that is what gives me the ability and gives me the strength and the spiritual, emotional wherewithal to rebound and to pick myself back up. Klalo shel davar, tzarech la'asos hakol ad sheyizkeh lios besimcha gam im aver ma she'aver. The klal, therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, is that a person has to try to be besimcha, a person has to try to be happy, no matter what has happened to him in life, no matter what type of adversity or difficulty I've encountered, or what kind of failures I've encountered. Kibuli simcha, hu lo yachol la'asos shuv. Now, this is the first time, you know, we've been describing this concept of simcha, and the need to always be in a state of simcha, no matter what is occurring in life. Now we can begin to understand it. Where does that simcha come from? Simcha comes from the realization of Osa that even in the aftermath of failure, I possess tov. I possess good. Even in the aftermath of abysmal life failure, there is still good inside of me. That's where the simcha comes from. Once I realize that there's still good inside of me, that gives me simcha. Once I realize that there's good inside of me, those are the building blocks to rebuild. So he says something amazing here. Ach litzareinu harav, atzasu hatova nofalas alaznaim atumos. Sometimes, unfortunately, again, Rabbi Nachman's good advice falls on deaf ears. And sometimes I will say, no matter how much a person tries to accept this advice, no matter how much a person tries to go ahead and bring himself to a state of simcha, sometimes again, he just stumbles and falls. What's the reason for this? Who pashit eino musuga lakabalaze. Ma, for most of us, the notion or the concept that I'm supposed to be besimcha in the aftermath of sin sounds ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous. I'm supposed to be besimcha after I sinned. V'hulo meivin shalom evakshim imen. Rabbosai, turn the page. Shin yunches. L'smoach akach shulchat achas. Remember again, the simcha is not the rejoicing over the fact that I've sinned. The simcha in the aftermath, you see, when you tell people that in the aftermath of failure, personal failure, so a person should be besimcha. So you say to yourself, that's ridiculous. You know, what have you been drinking? Right? That doesn't make any sense. To be besimcha in the aftermath of failure, it doesn't make any sense. Right? So the Mechaber says, no, understand. That's because people interpret that statement as be besimcha over your failure. That's not what we're saying. Nobody is besimcha over their failures. But rather, again, even when I fail, I will say, of course, I have to reflect and figure out and understand my failures. But it's also the opportunity ultimately to rejoice in all that I do have, in all of the ways in which I am successful, in all of the ways in which I have been able to go ahead and move my life forward. Kedei lahatzliach o lisromim v'la'asos tshuva v'kach lo lachto lahaba. We'll say it's an incredible yisod. In the moment that I fail, of course we're going to talk about it. I have to deal with my failures. I can't ignore my failures or my shortcomings. I can't pretend like I don't have flaws or like I don't have challenges. I have to somehow acknowledge and deal with those things. But yet, at the same time that I go ahead and fail, I also have to go ahead and reflect on the positive accomplishments, the positive qualities, the goodness that I do possess. Because that's what gives me the koach to rebuild. If when I fail, all I see is a big failure, if that's all I am is a big failure, so what's my motivation or what's the impetus to try to do better going forward? If at the end of the day, all I am is a failure, then that's it. Then that's it. Then there's nowhere else to go. But again, if a person realizes that even in the aftermath of failure, again, there's owed, there's still good inside of me, there is still good inside of me, then Lamai said, that gives me the ability to continue to build forward. Hasibu lakachi, listen to this, it says amazing. The reason for this is, sha'anoshim toim ma'od. People often make incredible mistakes. And they think, bofen she'im mefarshim as ha'musag shel tshuva, see, I will say, people sometimes think that the process of tshuva is one of self-blame. Self-blame. What, you know, what's a real Baal tshuva? A real Baal tshuva is someone who mamish beats themselves up. Right? A real Baal tshuva is someone who mamish goes in and constantly reflects and constantly thinks about the failures and the shortcomings of the past. He goes on, he says, Al etzem ha'uvda sheyesh lo yetzahara. And I beat myself up over the fact that I have a yetzahara. Davar zeu pashat shtus. Ki kemoshe is barna la'el. Acharei ma'asa ha'bechir hi kodim kol. Shelo lipo la'atzus lishar be'emuna. V'lesmoach akach shekoi v'lo shuhu chata. Sheze mara sheyesh lo ratzon la'asos tshuva. V'chivan shu sameach. We'll say, so again, the Mechaber says something amazing. He says that the self-blame doesn't get anyone anywhere, right? The person could spend their lives beating themselves up over the mistakes. And again, also, let's be clear. Sometimes, you know, the mistakes or the things that happen in life, they're my fault. They are my fault. You know, sometimes you say don't beat yourself up over something because, mamish, it wasn't your fault. It was someone else's fault. Sometimes it's really your fault. And sometimes, again, the hole you get yourself into in life is mamish of your own doing. And sometimes the situations in which you find yourself are a composite of a series of missteps and failures and bad decisions that I've made over the course of life. Sometimes it is my fault, but even if it is my fault, what do I gain ultimately, again, by beating myself up? What do I gain by making myself feel bad? We'll say the only thing you gain by beating yourself up and making yourself feel bad is what? Being beat up and feeling bad. That's about it. And usually what it does is it deprives one of any type of motivation of moving their life forward. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is the recognition that I really messed up. I messed up bad. I messed up bad. But I also know that I still possess good. And that good, by definition, is going to be the fuel that is going to help me rebuild, that is going to help me do things better in the future. I know that I have a Yetzirah. But at the end of the day, again, I can't go ahead and defeat that Yetzirah because that Yetzirah is a part of me. That Yetzirah ultimately, again, is part and parcel of who I am and part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me as my mechanism for growth. We'll say all of this is the tshuva, but tshuva can only be complete if accompanied by the simcha. The simcha that stems from the recognition that despite my failures and my missteps, there is still good inside of me and the simcha that stems from the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a second and third and fourth and 27th opportunity to rebuild myself. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up at the end of this section in Me'ez Hashem tomorrow.